This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
It's Friday. Finally, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I've been talking here for the last couple of days about things as they go on, and as far as in the gun industry, the gun business, and I know people, and I have people that support the show, and I decided to bring one of them on so we can discuss some things, some of the things that he does, some of the things that he sees, and, just get his general input. He is, he has worked with and received items, many items, via Ellett Brothers, for example, the company that is now filing bankruptcy. He is the very highly innovative and scuba trained Roger Ward from Ace Firearms. Good evening, sir.
Hi, Bill Freddy.
So, what are your thoughts on the Ellett Brothers thing? We talked about this the other day. What do you think about this? Was this bound to happen? Was this an unforced error on the part of their company or the parent company? What do you think?
Well, obviously, I don't know all of the inner details of it, but I do know that they, when during the 2016 election, they hedged their bets, so to speak, and I know that there was some heavy involvement or investment in firearms trying to get ahead of that election, and I believe at that point in time they expected a Democrat to win, so that's why they ended up in the trouble they did. But it's not just Ellett Brothers, it was AccuSport and several others that have gone down the tubes as a result. So it's a gambling game as always. You hedge your bets, and some people bet the wrong way.
Okay, but now you own one business that is your brainchild. And I just can't imagine you looking at this saying, well, you know, this is going to cause an issue, and I'm going to plan on a little panic buying. I just don't see you doing that. Especially now, Roger has the gun operation, which is a very, very, very interesting gun operation, but that's not what he does. That's the thing he really is enthusiastic about. His primary business, everything starts out life as just lumps of metal, just about. I mean, he is fabricating. He's actually making things that people buy, and he's one of the only ones in the United States that does it. I just don't see you doing that.
No, we did hedge our bets a little bit, but it was done in a different way. We didn't go out and buy mountains of prefabricated firearms and say, okay, we're going to stock up on them and place all these large orders from third-party vendors. What we did is stockpile, say, normally what we would do is stockpile 80% lowers, 80% frames, the components to actually assemble something like that. Well, I can stockpile 80% lowers all day long, and I can have hundreds of them laying around, and it's a piece of aluminum that really isn't even a firearm yet. So that's the way we do it, as opposed to what actually happened. I think in a lot of those companies' positions, they actually spent large amounts of money on contracts that they were then called due on. There was a large amount of hedging bets in 2016, and it is a gamble. It's gambling across the board, and I think some of them And I've struggled to deal with that ever since. So, you know, with the current climate, I don't think anybody's expecting, from what I can tell, at least in this area, for Trump to lose. They expect to have a good run. But if you're looking at another 4 or 5 years or something along those lines from where we're at right now, where the firearms industry is not under a threat, then people can actually go buy whatever they want to, whenever they want to. They're not in a hurry anymore. Let's put it that way. There's no panic buying.
Was how many now were you? I didn't know Roger till very recently. Were you in business with Ace Firearms when the 2013 panic buying frenzy was going on?
We had just come on the scene, and frankly, we tried to stay away from it. I'm not a fan of that at all. The ammo situation was difficult to get anything at that point in time. So yeah, we came on the scene literally. At the time of, I believe it was the Newtown when it showed up, we were literally in business, opened our doors a month after that. So it was very difficult to get firearms, ammo. We had to dig all over the place, and that's actually what prompted us to start making our own. You know, when you're trying to find, as a dealer, to actually trying to find firearms that are difficult to find and you can't find what you're looking for, the next step is, well, in my mind, the next step is just make your own. And that's what started us headed down that direction.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with Roger. Like Roger has, he has this line of guns, the Militia Arms Custom Pistols. And what does now? Do the AR-15s fall under Militia Arms Custom as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
we customize
so,
all of it. Yeah.
So he has a line of weapons that is available in your mind, in your imagination. Most of them don't already exist. But you can go to him, and he can make it for you. And he can make, I mean, every little thing. And, I mean, if he doesn't, then he'll just cut it out of a piece of metal. Most gun retailers don't have that at their disposal, do they?
Oh, no. No, we're a little unique from that perspective. We're, I believe, one of the few people around that actually can do all of the customization under one roof in our building, from cutting the metal, actually forming the guns from a block of metal to finishing them out, customizing them with pretty much any barrel, any design that you want to do, as well as any custom coatings, laser engraving, things like that. All of that's under one roof, which is, I think, pretty rare for the most part.
Oh, it's very rare.
There are definitely some folks along the West Coast that can do that kind of stuff, but I haven't run into too many of them around here that can do that.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Like when you're making the Militia Arm Custom Pistols, you make the Militia Arm Custom Pistols. You make it. He'll ask me about a little bit of this criteria, but most of the time I just say, go your way. And then you can make that. You'll make it. It works. And then if I need a holster, you can make the holster. Now there may be there may be some people out there that can, but most people don't do all of this in house. You can do the coatings. You can dip it if I want it dipped, which you can explain what dipping is. I really don't know how you describe that process. But I mean, you can do it from basically conception to finished product, and then all of the support process that goes with it, including the holsters. So yeah, this is a very rare thing to see, a very rare beast it is. So when we get back, we're going to talk about where you think this is going to be going as far as the gun industry is concerned. I'd like to know, and I know sort of a little bit, but I'd like to know where you plan on taking it, as far as your slice of the gun industry. And I also just want to know when we're going to start seeing more holsters, because you make a mean holster.
We'll be ready.
I know that you don't like to stock them, but you do make a mean holster. He has the press, and he's got all the gun blanks and everything going into his big building. That's like going into a dream. There'll be a disassembled Harley over there and a disassembled Corvette and some other stuff I don't even recognize, and guns. We'll be right back. Our guest is Roger Ward from Ace Firearms. This is Lock and Load.
needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking with Roger Ward from Ace Firearms. As you heard in the spot, and I think I can't, I need to drive this home just so you really understand what I'm talking about. At Ace Firearms, a lot of times what you want isn't made yet. It may not exist yet. It may never have been made. But Roger will make it. And that's what makes them a little different. You have taken and your business has sort of shifted right now. You're not so much on the retail end as the services end. What are you doing most of right now?
Most of it is customization. It's the coatings, laser engraving, modifications to whatever different people can envision. It's customization trend seems to be the big direction that a lot of people are going. I mean, it's over the last 5 or 10 years, as the panic buying was going on, everybody bought ARs, AR-15s, AR-10s, you know, different pistols they were getting. We actually now are taking a lot of those firearms and modifying them, custom coating them. We can laser engrave custom pistol grips. We can do surface engraving on the firearms. We can, as well as in depth, in the metal engraving to put patterns on. So what we're seeing is people really have a lot of firearms. They're still picking up a lot of new ones, obviously. You can never have enough, but, customization and where they really stand out, that's what we're doing a lot of, and that's what we're seeing more and more of.
One of the guns that recently that Roger made for me, we called it the five ring set. And when you were doing the five ring set, I was just looking for a paint job primarily. You took a little further than that. You went into engraving, you went into laser etching, and everything else. And you actually turned out quite a unique weapon. It is so unique that when I posted it to YouTube, there are no tags that I can use to describe this set of guns. Besides you watching them and looking at the artistry that these are, how often do you get asked to do something that unique?
It really depends. I mean, not a set as such, but we do get asked more and more to do pistol and rifle type of combinations. It's usually not that extensive to where we put every version of what we can do. The surface engraving, the surface coatings, the in-depth engraving as far as actually putting the patterns into the metal or the plastic. We did for you a little bit of everything so that it can be a good showcase to show all of it. Usually we have folks that want one or the other or any variation in between. They don't usually go to that level of customization, but that's what we like to do. That way the actual firearm is a quality firearm. It works. It's smooth as it can be. As well as it plays the part and looks the part. So it makes it a complete package.
Sam, I sent Roger a picture of the five-ring symbol. And then he did the five-ring symbol. Then I got that engraved on my arm. I got a tattoo of it. But then he did all these other things that I'd go broke doing all those tattoos. I'd go broke. But the gun on the other hand, the other thing about the gun, and this is the thing about the AR pistol, and I want to know if this was deliberate or not. The AR pistol typically is, it's a fireball thrower. I mean, it throws something like a globe out of the end of it, the fire. You, somehow or other, you made the softest shooting, no fireball AR-15 pistol I've ever played with. How? Or was that by design? Or did you know that that was what you were going to do?
Well, we can't tell you all our secrets, of course.
We
have to have a little bit of fun with it. Well, we decided to direct the noise and the, let's just say, a lot of the activity forward instead of actually creating fireballs. It's very easy to create a fireball with an AR pistol. That's the easy part, trying to push it away from you and put a different direction and not create a fireball with a short barrel type of, and this of course is not an SBR, but a standard pistol barrel. It's a little harder to do that with that, but we managed to do that and wanted to make sure you were able to record your activities while you're at it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of the things, fireballs look really good on video. So I was doing this slow motion come in on the gun, and from my end, I can't really tell. You know, I could tell there was no fireball happening, but I can't tell what's coming off the end of the gun when I'm behind it as much. So we did slow motion of that coming in on it, and there's nothing. There's no fireball. There's no nothing. I may have to, like, you know, do learn special effects to program in the fireballs. Just so the video looks good.
We can go machine you a fireball intensifier. How about that? And put it on the end of your gun.
That would
be. We have the machines to do that.
But that's the beauty. That's the beauty of it. Now, you and I have talked about you doing custom guns, custom handguns, and having a custom handgun line. And your price point where you're coming in about $700-$800 cheaper than most of these people would do. Are you waiting to do that? I mean, I know that there's certain things you have to have in place, and there's certain criteria that has to be met before you decide to go that route. But is that just something you're waiting for all of the little pieces to fall into place to do?
Well, it's to produce a firearm. I don't know how to explain it in terms of what people actually produce themselves, what they buy, what they, and where they accumulate the parts from. But there's a whole host of manufacturers in the United States that produce everything from firing pins to springs to various accessories for different firearms. You can produce a mold for a pistol, let's say a compact pistol. And the cost of the mold is maybe $80,000. But then once you do that, the actual cost of a pistol frame is literally $3 per frame. But so it takes a little bit of planning to pull all of that together. Most manufacturers that I'm aware of do not produce every single component of every single firearm they manufacture. They have vendors that make them for them to their specs, whatever it might be. So yes, let's just say we're biding our time and reviewing what we want to do, because a compact frame, just like the, if we did an FB9 or a full-size pistol frame,
Let me get you to hold right there. I was listening too much. Clock has snuck up on us. We'll be right back talking to Roger Ward about what he does, which is so very unique in the United States. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Donald Trump spoke about health care at the White House on Friday, the president saying his administration is doing what it can to bring down the cost of health care.
HRAs will allow American workers to shop for the plan that's right for them and their family and have their employer cover the cost. This will be possible because HRAs will now receive the same tax treatment that other employer-provided health plans have always enjoyed.
HRA stands for Health Reimbursement Arrangement. An infant boy who was cut from a Chicago woman's womb with a butcher knife died on Friday at a hospital where he had been in grave condition since the April attack that killed his mother. The baby had been on life support, and prosecutors say they will make a determination on adding additional charges. The Dow gained 17 points to close at 26,090. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the AR $500 radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. They're the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of the Reformation line, and they're the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. But right now, we are talking to Roger Ward from Ace Firearms. Ace Firearms is actually sort of a, it's not even a generic term, but I mean, how many different gun companies exist under Ace Firearms?
Well, I mean, we actually do a couple of different things. We have one that we call Kraken Customs. We do the Militia Arms Customs, and, of course, we do the Red Alligator Holsters and Concealment. So we focus on each of those as a brand, and it helps people to identify what we do. It's very surprising sometimes how easy that works or how well it works. But it helps us to develop exactly what people want.
Militia Arms Customs. Now, we were talking about guns that you fabricate, and I had to cut you off. Go ahead and pick that up from where you were, if you remember, and if not, we'll just take it another way.
The answer is short and sweet is we've run into a variety of manufacturers that don't make things the way we wanted to make them, and we would rather take our time and make firearms that are known for humming perfectly. They work very well, and we want to produce quality firearms. We're not in a hurry, let's say it that way. We'd rather take our time, make sure everyone counts and does exactly what the customer wants them to do.
So in terms of like the Militia Arms Customs pistols that I have right now, the CP and the FP9s, is it fair to call these still early prototypes? Will the finished product, have you even decided if that is going to be the case? I mean, I know that you were looking for things like molds and everything so you didn't have to rely on the poly 80 lower. So where do you think that's going to take you?
Well, eventually we'll invest in the molds. It's we have to be able to change some of the things we've learned, just like even in laser engraving. You really learn a lot of different things about manufacturers based on the services you provide. So when we try to laser engrave a Glock lower, it actually accepts laser stippling very well. It's the polymer that they use is very receptive to that. A polymer 80, the polymer that they use is not. So that applies to different manufacturers as well. So you really learn a lot about who's using what type of polymers, what type of components in their guns or firearms as you provide these services. So that actually leads us to how we would make our own and how we would, what material we would use as far as our frames, what material we want to use to produce our slides. And as we discussed one time before, we ran into a manufacturer that was using a metal to produce their slides that was a lower Rockwell hardness than was acceptable. And we had to change our pistol slides, as a matter of fact, to a harder component because of that. So we actually learn from other people's mistakes. So I view the entire process as a continually learning event, and we don't want to make other people's mistakes.
Yeah, here's the thing about those prototypes, though. The prototypes run flawlessly. I had one that had a slight hiccup, and I, without him even seeing it, he told me what it was. I was like, no, Roger, of course it's not that, you silly man. And then he prepared exactly what he told me it was going to be, and problem solved. It's always sobering for that to happen to me, by the way, just so you know that. The problem that I see in the market, if you ever decide to go full bore on the custom handgun portion, just on the custom handgun portion, is that you will upend the custom handgun portion if you decide to go into that full bore. You ever consider that?
Well, we have to wait until the right day to make everybody's life interesting. So, we look forward to doing that very soon. It's when you're doing the prototypes and the testing, we're actually down to weighing how many ounces a slide is, what springs to use, and then, of course, the triggers are a whole different animal altogether in terms of what people want, and the resets, which, of course, you're a big fan of. And it's a picture that comes together to produce a well-oiled machine, I guess is the way people say it. But,
right.
Yes, we're heading that way further and further as we go, and it helps us develop, I guess the word would be, the prototypes and the technology for each one of the packages as we go. But the customization at this point in time, by offering the variety that we do, both in services, appearances, and customization, it lets us learn every step of the way.
One thing that occurred to me, because I've always told you, I like a loud gun. So you've given me the loud guns. You've done the crazy finishes for me. One of the things that I have considered, though, is that maybe, you know, all these other guys that make the so-called Gucci Glock that they charge $2,500 for, which is not one bit better than a Militia Arms custom anything, I wonder if you were to put one out that was just a regular, normal finish, if that would get noticed more so than some of these finishes that I have. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think as we discussed before, when a manufacturer makes, well, a $2,500 pistol, I mean, to me, I haven't run into one yet that I think there's a few that might be worth it, but I'm not in that kind of market myself. I like the ones I can tweak and customize, and even if I put the best of everything I can put in them, I can't get one over like $1,500, $1,800, so I don't really understand that, but that's the best of everything I can possibly find. But, the customization of them, if you're doing what we do, most of the ones we do end up, I guess, in the $700 to $900 range, things like that. And, that type of package, what I was going to say originally is most manufacturers try to hit I guess, an operation of their firearms that meets everybody's demand. So, in other words, someone that shoots a plus P, someone that shoots low velocity ammo, most manufacturers have to put springs and triggers. They're going to put a 5-pound trigger. They're going to put a recoil spring that's made to run every type of ammo you can buy off the shelf because they don't know what you're going to do. And a lot of people that buy those types of firearms don't know what they're going to do. They just go in and start buying ammo. We like to actually tweak them a little bit. If you're going to go out and do competition shooting, we'll say, okay, what type of ammo, what type of charge you want to put in it, what type of grain of bullet are you going to use, and are you going to be doing competition shooting, are you going to be doing recreational shooting, something you want to enjoy, or is it self-defense and you're going to shoot it once every 2 years or something like that? And, you know, there's a whole host of what people want. So manufacturers make, basically what they do is they just make one size fits all for everybody. What we do is we tweak it, customize it, and try to get it to exactly what you want it to be.
Coming up on the last break of this hour, how will they find Ace Firearms? How do they find that?
Well, you can go on Facebook. As a matter of fact, on Facebook, you can find Ace Firearms there. It's Ace Firearms and Easley. You can look at a library of all the customizations we've done. It doesn't have everything, of course, but it does have laser engraving. It does have holsters. It does have a lot of the coatings that we've done. And we do a lot of variety patterns. You know, we can do any kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, snake skin and all kinds of other things that people ask for.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I want to welcome two new affiliates to the fold. God knows one of these places, well, everybody needs ninjas in their midst. KPRL, that's 1230 AM radio out of Templeton, Shandon, and San Luis Obispo, California. And my hometown radio station, I am a fill-in host there. I've listened to these guys for nearly 30 years. And that would be WORD 106.3 FM. That's in Greenville, Spartanburg, Gaffney, and Easley, where my guest Roger Ward hails from. So this hour, Roger, will be on WORD this weekend. Good stuff for you. Do we still have Roger?
We're still here. Yeah, we like to reach out to all the local folks. It's good to spread the word. We intend to be more at the gun shows coming up in the fall and trying to expand our exposure over the next few months. It's like I said, we did not really want to be in the 2013 kind of panic stuff. We like to take our time and make sure we take very good care of folks. But yeah, we're still here. We're in the big city of Easley.
Where do you think now that the Ellett brothers, I mean, who out there besides Ellett brothers will be going back to the business itself? Who else is going to be a distributor? Do you have other distributors to work with?
Oh, yeah. There are, in the last 5 years, there have come a lot of others. I mean, I'm sure the Ella folks, I mean, I don't know the details of their arrangements, obviously, but I'm sure they're going to rearrange some things and try to work it out. I mean, that's the way business is. You back up and refocus and try to get things done. But there's a whole host of other smaller distributors that I'm sure will try to fill the void, and that's business. Competitors are always waiting for an opportunity to step up. And we had even discussed that. That's it's not a hard thing, really, to start another company and start a venture and go forward.
See, if you do that, I'd be happy to be your receptionist.
It's one of those things we'll have to talk about over a beer sometime.
Yeah. Now let's talk about what you go through with a. I've talked about this and I've tried to characterize this. You just can't pick up the phone and call the distributor and say, "Listen, I need 100 Glock 17s." No, I don't want the other ones. No, I just want the 100 Glocks. I'll take it. Hey, you can't really do that, can you?
Oh, no. They're, obviously different manufacturers. They want you to buy large amounts of distributors, from what I understand, because I'm not one, but they in general have to buy much larger packages of firearms than the dealers do. And then, of course, the dealers have to buy their own set of packages that they're required to buy and to be an authorized dealer. And a lot of those packages are firearms you really don't want, but they're part of the lineup. And the manufacturers, they want to move all of them. If you had everybody trying to order 50 of the or 50,000 of the same firearm, the only people that would have them would be, the big box stores, and the little guys would never get them. So they try to spread them out. But I'm sure they'll, some of the smaller guys will step up, and there will be other people to fill the void. That's the way business works.
With the distributor, okay, and I'm just trying to understand how this works. The Glock 31, the 45 Gap, the 357 Sig, those kind of Glocks, just using Glock as an example, because that's a fairly big name brand. If you want to buy guns that you actually can sell, you have to buy guns you can't sell. Is that right?
Yes. To be an authorized distributor, the past precedent is that you basically sign up with a certain level of whatever you want to buy, and that depends upon the size of your store and your volume of your business. But you end up buying, let's say, if you sign a contract, you might buy 10 firearms, two or three are actually what you might want. The other six or seven are all the different models and different versions that, that somebody might want them, but you might never sell them in your local market. So that's the reason a lot of guys, they do try to trade them among stores or even sell them on the internet, whatever they do. But if you're a signed dealer, you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
They want you have a MAP agreement and you have other things, and they want you to sell them in your local market. But they do tailor it according to the market you're in. So you can buy, a smaller size package, a larger package if you're in some large city that you think you're going to sell them all. But you usually end up with a lot of firearms you really don't want or that there's not a big market for. And that's part of the problem is if you're trying to hedge your bets on an election and you buy, who knows, it might be several million dollars worth of firearms. Who knows, maybe 2 million of those are firearms that are not going to sell for several years, whereas 1 million of them might sell the second the election's over with. So it is a that's just the problems of being a signed dealer is you do have to buy a lot of things you really don't want.
So let's say you go out and you've bought the Glocks that you're going to sell, and you sell those in short order. Then you've got the row of Glock 31s and the 357 SIGs and the 45 Gaps and all the Glocks that nobody really cares about. If you want to, can you play with the retail price on that, or is that also set and you better not mess with that price and drive the retail down?
No, there's MAP pricing on all of it, or so-called minimum advertised pricing. You can't sell them below a certain price point.
So you're required to buy guns that you don't know of having a market for. You don't want them. There's no demand for them. And then you also are basically being required to tie your money up with them.
Right. And that's the problem with the retail section of a gun store these days. So, the customization really lends itself to a whole different opening altogether. We can now produce what we want to produce or what our customers need, as opposed to on a retail side actually having hordes of material that most people just aren't interested in.
Right.
And that's a shift that has happened. But, being a distributor, that would be one of the flaws to that is they are required to buy those packages, sign those packages, and they have the same type of restrictions from what I understand. I mean, I'm not one, so, but from what I've seen so far, they end up with a lot of investment in things that don't turn as fast as they should. Let's put it that way.
Well, you're not a distributor yet. So I guess the beauty of what you do is that since now you do carry some guns, you carry some name brand guns and you buy them, although you also Derek, your son, he sort of embraced the used gun market. He likes a couple of used guns that he gets in there that are sort of hard to find. And he finds them, and he's got them available to people. How is that going?
Oh, that's always good for everybody. It's we do buy used firearms. We do buy. We like to talk to people as far as estate purchases, things like that. We do buy firearms. And then, of course, that allows us a lot of the collectors we deal with, they're looking for certain types of firearms. And, of course, there is a huge market for used firearms of every kind, whether they be CZs or Remingtons or anything that people are looking for. A lot of people are collectors of various stages throughout history. So it works very well for everybody. And, of course, the ones that are past their prime, so to speak, just like your Remington 870, we can clean them up, give them a new coating, give them a new life, and they're they're ready to go for another 50 years.
There you go. All right. Before we run out of time, tell them one more time how they can find you in the upstate of South Carolina.
We're in the big city of Easley. Of course, the phone number is 864-509-6100. You can find us on Facebook as far as Ace Firearms. A gallery of our work is there as well, and acefirearms.com.
And you can hear about him here. There's other guns coming that he's got in the pipeline that I'm going to get to play with and shoot and all the other stuff. Acefirearms.com, thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Bill Frady.
All right. For those of you listening that are in that area, that's where you can go there and describe the gun that you need, and he'll make it for you. Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.